Posters. I squirted into my panties at the office. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I wanted to dress sexy today. I wanted to feel as though I had a big date to look forward to, even if it was only with myself. After so many rough weeks, I woke up feeling amazing. It might have to do with the fact I crawled under my blankets last night after trembling and gushing and melting on my bedroom floor. It might also be that I'm ovulating, and my thoughts were dripping with lust and want and need. I wanted to be noticed. My outfit consisted of a soft white button-down that's thick enough to disguise my lack of a bra. My tightest pair of black pants to keep my butt plug snug. And knee-high burgundy boots that always made me feel exceptionally naughty. And the peaky fragrance I only kept for special occasions. You might have caught me on the train today, sitting quietly and pretending to read a book, pretending I didn't have a plug up my ass and wasn't mentally undressing every other passenger, undoing their buttons and yanking down their underwear until I found what I wanted, salivating at the thought of big hard cocks throbbing in some tall guy's slacks, heart aching as I imagined burying my face in another girl's needs. I thought about how they might view me. Just another Asian girl on the train off to work. Did they notice my extra makeup? Could they sense the maddening lust bubbling underneath my thoughts? Or were they like my parents and coworkers, assuming my innocence? How all the girls I've ever had over were just friends or study partners and not that I'd tied them up on my bed and melted against them with their legs wrapped around me? Or how I dated so many guys in college who were shocked to discover my propensity for anal rough love and my addiction to their cock? There was something so delicious in that disparity. How I only showed the world a quiet and shy girl who dressed in fuzzy sweaters and loved books and generally kept to herself. How that contrasted with the fantasies running rampant through my mind. I'm not so shy and quiet in bed, I wanted to tell them. I'm not so innocent. This pale body had wants and needs. These desires burned furious and blindingly hot. A stop before my station. I was checking out the crotch of some guy standing in front of me. He was holding onto the pole and stealing cheeky glances when he thought I wouldn't notice. He was young and readjusting his feet every few moments to make sure his wingtip shoes didn't accidentally touch my boots. I wondered if he was a virgin. If I could make him finish in his pants with a sizzling look and a kiss. Then suck his cum through the cloth. I wanted to open my mouth and accept his cock and let the movements of the train guide his thrusts down my throat. The doors opened. People stepped out, and then a lady entered. She remained at the doors as they shut, leaning against them as the train pulled out of the station. Suddenly, I'm not interested in the young crotch in my face. I can't take my eyes off her, and she was staring right at me, crystalline blue eyes. Even in the dim light of the train, they were sharper than the frigid air outside. Luscious brown hair perfectly streamed down her wool coat. I could have sharpened my tongue on her cheekbones. She stared at me with an overwhelming sense of I wasn't quite sure what, but I couldn't look away. Not even for a moment. My confidence wavered. I felt small again, tiny and tight, my butt clenched around my plug, my heart forgetting how to beat properly. My lungs decided the air was hostile. I had to suck in air as I studied every feature of her face. When we arrived at my station, I stood up. The guy moved to the side, and I brushed his thigh with my hip, but all I could think about was the woman. I could feel the weight of her staring at me still, like photos from the sun or some icy star. Trembling and realizing how wet I was now, I stepped off the train and climbed up the stairs out of the station without daring to glance back. She could have done whatever she'd wanted to me, whispered a nagging thought in the back of my mind. She could have had me tied up and offered to countless strangers until I was so stuffed with cock and fingers and cum that I would be reduced to a puddle in her basement where she would go skinny dipping. Those cheekbones would have left gashes on my thighs. If she were to plant her lips on my pussy and stare into my soul with those eyes, there's no telling what I would have become in her arms. I stood on the street corner quivering in my boots, my pussy throbbing. The butt plug suddenly not big enough. Freezing air attacked my face, but I felt so hot. I wouldn't be surprised if steam was rising from between my legs. But it's New York City. It swallowed you whole in its throng of rushing people and traffic. As sexy as I felt, everyone else looked amazing. All the pretty faces walking by made my heart skip. The energy flowing through me had grown twisted and dark thanks to that woman. A nervous, skittish, horny energy that was desperate to escape the confines of my tiny form. I felt like a little rowboat that had sprung a leak and every step was a reminder that I was sinking. The world was spinning by the time I got to the office and put on some coffee. My coworkers drifted in slowly. A few stopped by and wished me a good morning. An older gentleman who'd always been sweet to me told me I smelled nice. But he must have noticed that something was off because he put his hand on my shoulder. A firm, manly grip, leaned in closer and asked if I was okay. I felt my face turn red. My asshole choked the poor little butt plug, and my panties were drenched. I looked into his eyes and nearly told him I was ovulating. Instead, I smiled and told him I had a crazy commute and this weather was horrid. This made him laugh and pat my back, and I just wanted his hand to slide lower, to bend me over the break room table and pat my ass, to spank me till I admitted that I was a bad girl. A naughty troublemaker who wanted to tease her married co-workers. But I didn't want to simply tease. I wanted them to fuck me, to claim me, to wrap their hands around my throat and fill my aching pussy with their big hard cocks until my moans filled the office, to fuck me till I was a bruised little mess. Another co-worker asked if I had a big date. Blushing, I told her I wanted to dress up today. She complimented my boots, and I wanted to show her my matching butt plug. But before I knew it, I was at my desk, sipping coffee, and trying to ignore the wicked thoughts that kept surfacing. It doesn't help the guys were talking to me a lot more today. Maybe it was the vibe I'm putting out. Maybe they sensed something was amiss. They're stopping by my desk every so often, asking me for help with this or that, and I'm more than happy to oblige, happy to submit. If only they knew, if only I could tell them. I loved walking around the office in my boots. I loved how sexy I felt, how my butt looked in these pants, and how many times I'd caught my coworkers glancing at my swaying hips. I wanted to be the office slut, hiding beneath desks and tending to their needs, while they worked on some spreadsheets or made important calls. I wanted to be between their thighs. We could call it our tension relief program. Just one of the many benefits of working at our firm. Your very own Asian slut. And yes, she swallowed. When I finally sat down again at my desk, I stared at the huge workload I had left. Deep breaths, I told myself. This must be finished soon. But all I can think about are big sweaty cocks, about bending over a coworker's desk and helping them with their work while they rubbed my ass. I could feel myself losing control. Every few thoughts, the icy woman from the train was back in my head, and I was flung into the make-believe basement she had, submitting to her. I knew nothing would get done until I took care of this. I rushed into the ladies' room, wishing it was the men's room, wishing that near the urinals there was another station where they could come and get their cocks sucked. This was no good. The restroom was empty. I locked myself into a stall and yanked down my pants. I took a deep breath and held it in for as long as I could while pressing my palm against my panties. After a long moment, the air rushed out of my lungs in a shuddery gasp, panting as I start to rub myself, my ass against the door so that it pushed hard on the butt plug. I pictured the blue-eyed woman again, holding my body against her, one hand moving the plug deeper into my ass, the other hand clamped around my mouth. She was whispering to me, telling me to let go, demanding I should come for her. I'm her little slut. I let loose a flurry of madness, rubbing my clit in rapid circles. My fingers are pushing my panties inside me, and my hips are moving on their own, my boots squeaking against the tiles. I was biting the inside of my cheek and trying to hold my breath as long as I could to keep silent, but the air around me was growing thick and lavish. Then the thought of the woman kissing the side of my face and whispering that I belonged to her was what made me buckle. There was no way to hold back that moan. It slipped through my lips and became a cry. My hand wouldn't stop, my fingers pressing into me, my palm holding down my clit so hard I swore it was like trying to drown someone. My legs gave out, and I slid down the door till I was nearly squatting. I was squirting through my panties, instantly soaking everything, my hot juices gushing out between my fingers and running down my thighs into my pants, my head against the door, staring up at the ceiling, trying not to sob as my thighs pressed together, trapping my hands. The deluge was untamable, and I couldn't stop shaking. Everything felt so wet and so hot, and it was as if the woman from the train had possessed me, as if she'd reached deep inside me and found something sacred and yanked it loose. When it finally ends, I'm ready to collapse. But I don't want to sit on the floor. I plop down on the toilet, my legs still quivering, my heart still racing, my panties completely soaked. Deep breaths, I whispered, my eyes shut. My breaths were still shaky. I squeezed my wet thighs, begging them to stop trembling. I could feel my juices down my legs. There would be no way to clean that up now. Grabbing some tissues, I wiped down everything I could reach without removing my boots and everything. There was no hope for my panties. My heart was still panicking as I pulled my pants back on, shuddering as I feel the wetness anew. Everything is okay, I told myself. I washed my hands. The red was fading from my cheeks. My clothes looked back in place, walking by the desks and everyone. I swore they all knew. They must sense the wetness between my legs. Every step reminded me of what had just occurred. Maybe they'd heard me moan. Maybe they knew how badly I wished that wasn't a butt plug in my ass but a big hard cock. But nobody said a word to me as I made my way to my desk and sat down, once again feeling my wet clothes. Now warm from my body heat, I crossed my legs and took another sip of coffee. I've sat through classes with cum dripping out of me so many times. But that's an icky and gooey sort of wetness that tended to dry really fast. This was different. This was a purer grade of wetness. I felt like an ice cube melting in her own juices. A part of me wished I could march into my boss's office and confess what I'd done. Then lounge naked under his desk, my clothes hanging somewhere to dry as he punished me for wasting time while I was on the clock. Or maybe he'd force me back out, my panties and pants left on his desk, just in my boots and my top, left to the mercy of my coworkers. A fresh wave of terrible fantasies made me shudder again, of blackmail and submission, of being caught. Do you want to lose your job? They might ask, grabbing a fistful of my hair and raising my blushing face. I felt like Calypso on her island, terrified of leaving, yearning for someone to find me and stay here. We could watch the waves breaking against my shores every day. I didn't want to be a good Asian girl any longer. It felt like a switch was constantly being flicked inside my head. Was I the innocent and naive daughter taking care of her parents? Gentle and sweet, conservatively dressed and finishing her work always on time. A straight A student, a little bookworm. Then why did I want my clothes torn off? Why was I horny out of my mind? I wanted to be naked with a collar around my neck, the leash in your hands. I wanted strangers to leave bruises on my hips and come inside me. I started to hiccup. I sat still in my seat and attacked my work as I prayed for my panties to dry. I tried not to think about the men slipping their hands into my top and discovering that I wasn't wearing a bra, or having me sit on their lap and find out how wet I was. I tried to ignore my fantasies involving the woman from the train because those would make me spill all over again.